Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 28, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. A polygenic risk score for peripheral artery disease and major adverse limb events. Large-scale genome-wide association studies identified common genetic variants that predict peripheral artery disease risk. This study assessed a specific polygenic risk score for its association with peripheral artery disease and major adverse limb events, independent of other clinical risk factors. The research involved a genetic analysis using individual patient data pooled from 6 thrombolysis and myocardial infarction trials. This approach demonstrates the method for integrating genetic predisposition into risk stratification for limb-related cardiovascular outcomes. Article number 2. Small RNA sequencing of human urinary extracellular vesicles reveals association of high sodium diet with renal pro-inflammatory pathways. Small RNA sequencing of human urinary extracellular vesicles revealed an association between a high sodium diet and renal pro-inflammatory pathways. This study demonstrated that high sodium intake is linked to mechanisms beyond hemodynamic changes, including endothelial dysfunction and oxidative stress. Researchers observed the induction of a pro-inflammatory milieu in the kidneys. The findings highlight how dietary sodium modulation impacts renal pathophysiology at a molecular level in normotensive subjects. Article number 3. Diagnostic and prognostic value of high-sensitivity troponin T for cardiovascular outcomes in patients receiving immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy. This study established the diagnostic and prognostic value of high-sensitivity troponin T for cardiovascular outcomes in patients receiving immune checkpoint inhibitor therapy. Immune checkpoint inhibitors are known to be associated with adverse cardiac events, with troponin elevation already a diagnostic criterion for immune checkpoint inhibitor-related myocarditis and myocardial infarction. The research documented additional causes of troponin elevation and their observed outcomes, including cardiac death and heart failure, in these patients. This comprehensive analysis clarified the clinical utility of high-sensitivity troponin T measurements across a broad spectrum of cardiac issues in this specific patient group. Article number 4. Association between monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance and cardiovascular disease risk, a Veterans Health Administration study. This Veterans Health Administration study found a significant association between monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance and incident cardiovascular disease risk. Monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance was already known to be associated with an increased cardiovascular disease risk. The research demonstrated that monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance status provided additional prognostic information beyond traditional atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk calculation. This finding highlights the crucial role of considering monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance in comprehensive cardiovascular risk assessment. Article number 5. Changing patterns of diagnosis and survival in transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis, a multicenter cohort study. Diagnostic rates of transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis have increased due to growing awareness, non-invasive diagnoses, and treatments improving morbidity and mortality. This multicenter study revealed significant changes in baseline characteristics and survival patterns for transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis patients in the United States. The research demonstrated improved mortality outcomes when comparing distinct eras, pre-2010, 2010 to 2013, 2014 to 2017, and 2018 to 2021. These findings highlight the positive impact of diagnostic and therapeutic advancements on patient prognosis over time. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.